Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now Melbourne, can they break their duck? They're not going to get many more chances. Josh King hitting it up here. Who's doing the 3-2-1?
That'll be me,
Jimmy.
Down.
You always seem to do it.
I know.
That's good. I mean, the other blokes are pulling you, clearly. Here's Amini now hitting it up. He's met and put down 3 metres away. Brandon Smith dumps it off to Asma Solomona, tries to crash his way. Does crash his way to the line. Oh, no, they got him back into the field of play. He looked home. Brandon Smith backs back. Throws to the right to Hughes. Right foot step, straight. Tackled. They have played him perfectly. Smith gets it onto McDonald. McDonald gets over, and that breaks the duck. Melbourne on the board. Oh, and McDonald, a little basketball shot. I think that's worth $5,000.
I like it. They're losing. They can't win.
Yeah. And it's not arrogant. No one's going to say, oh, geez, look at you celebrating when you're down 28-4. Just a little acknowledgement. And they'll get the goal as well because it's in front, 28-4. And at least Melbourne have something on the board. Alec McDonald, good for him. His first NRL try in his ninth game.
Yeah, look, Cronulla will be filthy if they let him try at the end. But if you look at the overall performance tonight, it's been a great club and team performance. To beat a team like the Storm convincingly, well, it's going to end up probably being 28-6. Something they can look on to build the rest of their season. They got a pretty tough draw coming up, Dan. A few tough games, Cowboys, Panthers.
What a game next week. Sharks, Cowboys, Townsville as the Friday night game. Is that a 6 p.m.? Oh, my God, that's the best 6 p.m. game we've ever had on Triple M. So Cowboys and then Penrith at Penrith. Mm. Oh, boy.
What a game.
And then after that, South, Dragons, Tigers, Manly. But anyway, the next few, you're right, Benj.
Nice.
But this will be the first in a nightmare 3 weeks, and they've smashed Melbourne, so that if they can pinch one of the next two, I think they'd be very happy getting two out of those three.
Well, you're looking at top two with the rest of their draw.
And then it gets here. South beatable at home. Dragons at home beatable. Tigers in Tamworth. Manly at Brookie. Canterbury at Newcastle.
Yeah. That's juicy.
So, 1:20 left. We better get a comment from Woodsy before he gets into his interviews. Oh, kick out on the full by the Sharks. Well, they're falling apart here. Now Melbourne will get a penalty. Woodsy.
Oh, boy, it's just been all over Sharks. And, you know, Melbourne had to get a consolation try there. And good to see the young fella do a little basketball celebration and raise some money for the men of the league.
That's it. And
where's the other ball?
Melbourne now looking to get on with this, try and get themselves back-to-back tries. Interesting, Melbourne. I mean, the Cowboys have been so good of late. Their for and against is pretty much on par with Melbourne's now. So
get that off.
A minute like this actually looms as more important than it really is. But Melbourne now, eventually, ball presented to them. Cowboys right now have the second best for and against in the comp, and they're second on the ladder. Melbourne will drop to 11-5. Equal with Cronulla, 11-5, but Melbourne far superior for and against. Cronulla tend to win close. They tend to lose close as well. Here's Pappenhausen, almost slicing through, but stopped by Tracy. And tackle made as it comes here from Brandon Smith, bumping away, then throwing it on to Meany. A nice cutout ball out to the wing. And Aramia turns it back inside to Ollam. He's collected, looked like he might have been collected high, but the ref lets it go as it comes back to the middle. Hughes to Pappenhausen, turns it inside to Asma Solomona, runs over Connor Tracy, then flips a pass back to Mulitalo. He's going to run over the dead ball line, and it's all over the Cronulla Sharks. A win that has a rugby league world taking notice. They have smashed the Melbourne Storm. No Hines, no Rudolph, and yes, the Storm weakened as well. But this is as impressive as Cronulla have looked in a long time. They have humbled the Storm 28 points to 6 as up, up, Cronulla rings around PointsBet Stadium.
Yeah, I just saw pictures of ScoMo in the crowd there making his way, trying to get a little job in the PVL, apparently.
I saw that, yes.
Well, he'll be happy tonight, ScoMo. But back to the Sharks, their performance was outstanding. Obviously, no Nicho Hynes, as you talked about, but their half stood up. Like, Braden Trindle hasn't played a lot of footy, comes in, does the job, executes the game plan, kicks well. Matt Moylan, again, having the best season of his career. Well, in a while anyway, and showing what he can deliver if they can keep him long-term. But their back three for me are outstanding. Will Kennedy, Sione Katoa, Mulitalo, they do the work. And Connor Tracy, the guy who hasn't played a lot of footy, he's phenomenal tonight. He runs hard, puts his body on the line, and was fantastic. And can't forget Ramian, a hat-trick tonight.
Here is Ronaldo with you, Aaron Woods.
Yeah, boys, got big Ronaldo Mulitalo here, mate. How good is the back playing at Shark Park?
Nah, it's unreal. Obviously, the crowd are getting behind it. No, we needed to get some respect back from what we did against Roosters, and to come out here against a Storm side. You know, they had players missing, so did we. But who's going to turn up today? And I think we turned up with the right attitude, and we talked about the whole week, getting respect back, and I think we've done that tonight.
Yeah, look, mate, I think that's one of the most complete performances we've seen, especially against a side like Melbourne. Was there so much put into this throughout the week from Fitzgibbons?
Well, you knew that they had to worry about us as well. I know a lot of talks about Melbourne not losing back-to-back games, and we just wanted to change that history and really add our own flavour to it. So we come out tonight with, like we said, good attitude, Woody, and it's just unreal to get a win against a strong team.
And brother, talk to us about your try celebration.
Oh, we were practicing that whole week. You know, Marlon loves fishing, as you know, and I said, why not? Let's get a Marlon and catch something big, and we managed to get one, so I'm happy. Nice to raise money as well, good funds for a great organisation, and it's good to get one.
Well done, brother. Enjoy the win. Thursday at a weekend off. You, Rudy.
Doesn't these sound like fun? Ronaldo Mulitalo and a hell of a footballer as well. So, Triple M rocking here Thursday night. We might get one more from Woodsy. Oh, Wade Graham, Triple M's very own. Don't let him off the hook, Woodsy. We want the hard-hitting questions.
Nah, please, mate. I've got Wade Graham here, mate. He was on fire tonight. How good's a win against Melbourne back at home here?
Yeah, it's always a big clash when we come up against the Storm, obviously. A lot of history over the recent years. And, Shark Park points bet, turned it on again, and we got a good result.
Mate, they threw absolutely everything at you in that first half. I think he's made 24 tackles back-to-back. What was going through your head at that period of time?
We just had to turn away. It's so important when you have those goal line sets, especially early in the game, just to, make sure you turn away the team. You get confidence from your defence, and we certainly grew from that. And disappointing to let it try in right at the end there, but despite that, it's a great result for the club.
And mate, talking about Matty Moore, it looks like he's 21 again the way he's playing. He's just been playing so much good footy this year. What's been the secret behind him?
I actually called him Benjamin Button today at Recce. He's found the fountain of youth. His hair's grown back and he's playing good footy. So, it's a good reward for him. He's worked hard on his body, and he's looking after himself, and he's been rewarded with some of the best footy he's been playing for a long time. And, today he was exceptional for us.
Great win, Wade, mate. Enjoy the weekend and have a good time.
Cheers, Woodsy.
Back good to you, boys.
Well done, Woodsy. That's an excellent debut performance from you on the sideline. Too good. Too good. You're going to end up there
every time
you work with Triple M footy. And I just saw Brandon Smith chat to Channel 9. We might try and pick up that and see what he had to say. Remember, he was sent to the sin bin for dissent. Mm. So we'll turn that around and play that for you after the break, which is coming up right now. Triple M rocking Thursday night football. The Sharks, 28-6 winners over the Melbourne Storm.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Wrapping things up, round number, what round are we in? 17. Triple M rocking the footy. Thursday night, Cronulla 28, Melbourne 6, a spanking at Shark Park. Not a great crowd. That's unfortunate because it should have been a full house for what they turned on. Benji Marshall, James Graham, Dan Ganane, we're nearly done for the night. Now, tomorrow night, of course, we normally do the 6 p.m. game. It will be the late game because it's the only game, Newcastle versus South Sydney. Saturday night, West Tigers Parramatta. We're calling that one, Charlie. West Tigers Parra, we are. We've got them all. And then Sunday, in our usual time slot, James Graham has promised to bring the Dr. Pepper. This time, Gordon Tallis will be with us for Brisbane versus St. George Illawarra.
What's Dr. Pepper?
Well, he loves Dr. Pepper, right? And Gordy and I remarked that it's garbage. We're just not our taste.
Yeah, it's garbage.
It tastes like cough medicine. But he defended it furiously, and we said, okay. He's gone, well, the cherry one's nice and the zero one's nice. So
okay.
He said, I'll bring him in. And
I believe him.
You can taste test. Before we get to Jimmy's 3, 2, and 1, Brandon Smith with Channel 9 a short time ago.
I guess it was just,
yes, I'm here with Brandon Smith. Sort of. Brandon, a really tough night here in Cronulla. How did you see that one?
I didn't see it going quite like that. Yeah, it was pretty sad, really. We talked about defence all week at training, and I think every time they come in our, near our line, they scored. It's not good enough. I'm dreading going into the changing rooms and seeing that, because everything we spoke about in training was just, we did the polar opposite, and very disappointing from all of us.
You, big part of the night, you did spend 10 minutes in the sin bin. Can you shed some light onto what happened to get you in there?
Yeah, my mouth, it always gets me in trouble. I sent some words to the ref that probably shouldn't be said, and I got sent off, and rightly so. Not allowed to do that stuff, so... unlucky.
Have you spoken to the ref after?
No, I haven't spoken to him after it. I don't want to really, but I told myself I wasn't going to get sent off like Cameron, and looks like I'm following in his footsteps.
All right, we'll go into those sheds. Good luck next week.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to enjoy the sheds.
Yes, good for him. He does own his mistakes. He made a boo-boo there, 28 points to 6. Benji, have Melbourne got some worries?
Yes. They do. That's the plain answer. The last 2 weeks for me, we touched on it earlier, but I've never seen them, for a team who really prides themselves defensively through the ruck and slowing the play the ball down and controlling the tempo of the game, it's probably the worst two games I've seen them play in the last 3 years in terms of ruck speed. And look, it's hard for me to say I'm not there, but you'd think that'd be an attitude thing that the coach would be worried about. Yeah. So they can turn it around. They've got enough good class players, but 2 weeks in a row, that doesn't usually happen there. That's why it's a bit, hard to see.
All right, Canberra. Sunday. Canberra's got some great wins down there. Wouldn't that be something if they beat them down at Amy Park on a Sunday arvo? All right, James Graham, 3, 2, and 1.
There she goes.
We do this for... Who do we do this for? Let me see.
Come on, mate.
It's homeloans.com.au, but I want to get the line right.
Yeah.
The best and fairest when it comes to home loans. And right now you actually need a joint you can trust, because rates are going up. And
they are.
Homeloans.com.au, the best and fairest when it comes to home loans. James Graham.
Yeah, so it was really difficult tonight to choose a 3-2-1. Lots of stars on display, but I've gone 1 point for Connor Tracy. I thought he was outstanding.
Great call.
From Sifa Talakai. Lots of metres through the middle, plenty of action. 2 points to the hat-trick man, Jesse
Rudy.
Set up a try as well.
That was Benji's number 3 points.
No.
Really? Okay.
No.
I'm sorry.
Three points goes to the man with the late call-up. It's
Braden Trindle.
Yes, yeah. And not just for his work in attack with the ball. His kicking game was outstanding. But also there was that moment that where I think the Storm had about 20-odd tackles on the line.
A clean-up.
And he came up with two big plays on the last play to clean up the ball. So well done to Trindle stepping in at late notice.
On the money.
You've rubber-snipped that.
Yep.
Trindle, he was good.
Yeah.
He was
great.
Good.
Fantastic.
Well done to Braden Trindle. And it was late notice too, really. Only had, a day or two to get himself right. It's actually a miracle that they only had two COVID cases. But
they had three last week.
Who was last week?
Finucane and that.
I understand, but what I'm saying is that it's going through the that it was only two. You know what I mean? Like it could have wiped out half the team.
Well, you can't get it for 38 days from the last time you got it, apparently.
Is that 38?
I don't know. Just...
All right, we've got to go. Benji, I'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah, see you, mate.
I don't know where we are next Thursday. Are you with us, or is Wendell back next week?
No, I think Wendell's back, but I'm with you on Sunday, mate.
Very good.
With Dr. Pepper in hand. Don't worry.
Dr. Pepper, and we can all enjoy a bit of cough medicine together. Thank you, everyone. What a great night for you Sharks fans. Enjoy these highlights as you get into the car on Captain... What's that road? Is it Captain Cook Drive? It is Captain Cook Drive. Of course you would know. That's your area. And enjoy these highlights. All Cronulla. Triple M supporter.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Hunt makes it to the 10. Stop. Quick play the ball again. Comes away to Ramey. Dummies. They take the dummy. He gets over and scores. That's a try. It's Cronulla. Taking advantage of a much better start here. They've got Melbourne a little rattled. It's terrific as they're... Boylan, left footstep. Inside to Brayley. It's a try. Matt Boylan is playing as good as ever. Brayley.
Morley throws left to Trindle. Trindle to Morley. Melbourne. Rush up in defence. Morley puts in a kick. Mulatalo! Oh! It's beautiful! Rivaldo! Mulatalo! Cronulla, 14 points to nil. Another try celebration. On the last, it comes to Moylan. Long pass. Trindle on the run. Gives it to Ramian. He's at the 30. Away to Katoa. Then a little grubber. This is a chance. Here comes Ramian. Oh! Yes! 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 This is Cronulla. Like we have not seen. They are destroying the Melbourne Storm. Another sparkling try. Plays it eventually. Now penalty. Oh, go. No. No, Brandon Smith. He's 10 in the bin for backtrack. Oh. You know something, he had a point. There was dead set six to go in that, but you can't bait the referee, and the referee's obviously had enough. Moylan to Trindle, shovels it on to Kennedy, now to Ramian, holds up the pass. Katoa! He's over. So it's going to be a try. Brayley away to McInnes, fires it out to Trindle, on to Ramian, he goes for three, he gets there, he's got three. Jesse Ramian is just too strong. This is going to be Cronulla's biggest ever win over Melbourne. Brandon Smith backs back. Throws to the right to Hughes. Right foot step. Straightens. Tackled. They have played him perfectly. Smith gets it on to McDonald. McDonald gets over. And that breaks the duck. It's all over the Cronulla Sharks. A win that has a rugby league world taking notice. They have humbled the Storm 28 points to 6.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.